Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Joining us now is a member of the United States House of Representatives. Her name is Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. And I want to start with the Supreme Court decision this week where Justice Clarence Thomas pretty much said, hey, everybody, back off. The Second Amendment is clear. Then you've got the right to exercise your constitutional right, and it doesn't require an individual to demonstrate to some government official a special need to have it. What is your reaction to that decision?
This is a really important case, and Justice Thomas's decision is very simple, but it's brilliant in its simplicity, and it really spells out and talks about the fact that the Second Amendment right we have is pre-existing. It is the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. And he says this very clearly. The Second Amendment is should be looked at the plain language of it. We need to recognize that this is not a second-class right. That was a quote out of what Justice Thomas wrote.
Right.
And what's critical about it is the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association brought this along with two residents from New York who were concerned about growing crime in their neighborhoods and in their city and their communities. They went to seek to get a concealed carry permit, and they were denied that because they did not show a special purpose or an additional need for having an unrestricted right to carry to defend themselves. And that's what this case is all about, the fact that these jurisdictions in New York were able to shut down people who had legitimate rights for self-defense, which is the foundational right of the Second Amendment, to carry outside their home, which is what distinguished it from the last big case, the Heller case, which said we had the right to carry it in the home. But what's interesting, Thomas goes on to say, look, we have two parts of this right. If you have the right to keep arms, you have the right to bear them, not just in your home, but to bear them out in public,
right,
where you would need to defend yourself. So it's really a simple, critical decision that gives, you know, doesn't end the right of a jurisdiction, for example, to go through the permitting process, but it prevents them from being able to restrict license holders who want to protect themselves outside the home.
Let's talk about you and Congress and the bill that was before you guys this week on gun laws. Talk to us.
Yeah, there's a bill that's winding its way to the House. It was passed by the Senate. Unfortunately, there were 15 Republicans who voted on it. We did not get a real chance to read the text or really to look at what the problems are that are causing the violence, the mental health issues that I've heard you cite and others cite, many of the issues that they needed to see and hear from experts in the deliberative process before we throw a bill on the floor with a knee-jerk reaction to gun violence. And it's interesting, Justice Alito even mentions in this now famous case, in his concurrence to Justice Thomas, that the Buffalo shooting, the violence in Rochester, the violence in New York City, all of this has happened under the current laws, the SAFE Act, one of the most onerous gun control bills in the nation. And this is still happening. So it's unfortunate that they didn't look at the all of the above approach. And as a New Yorker, I live in rural upstate New York, and we have the highest crime rate that I remember in my lifetime. We've emptied our prisons. We've emptied our psychiatric centers where people who are a harm to themselves and others are in unrestricted environments. They are causing problems, committing crimes, and really unable to sustain themselves. The naive view of the Democrats, and unfortunately some of these Republicans, didn't go through and do the deliberative process. Interesting that 13 out of the 15 Republicans that supported this bill last night are not running for re-election. But I will be voting no because I don't think this is going to solve the problem. I don't think it's going to minimize gun safety. And what you alluded to earlier on your interview on the Five, do you feel safer? Yes, because I know law-abiding gun owners are protected now. They have the rights. This is not against law-abiding gun owners. We're protecting them. We're actually asking people, you're a DA, former DA, we need to enforce gun violations. People are carrying illegally. This is, saying, you know, some criminal who's going to go out and commit a crime, and this is spelled out by Alito as well in his concurrence, isn't going to go say, oh, geez, now I got to go through the permitting process. They're going to use an illegal gun. That law is still going to be out there.
Right.
Great common sense coming from our justices with clarity, with brilliance about the importance of our fundamental rights.
But Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, we are on a personal level. I'm very proud of you, and we're thrilled to have you on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Thanks for joining us.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.